This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And now, from the creators of Aaron and Dan, 10 days, 9 months.
Yesterday on 10 days, 9 months, Joseph and Mary stopped to rest by the entrance of a scary-looking cave. Not the smartest decision they'd ever made, and the consequences are soon to unfold as Joseph ventures deep into the dark and eerie grotto to follow the echoing of a distant roar.
Hello? Sorry, I don't speak pussycat. Do you speak English? No, then. Not to worry. Look, I was just wondering if you might keep it down a touch. Just trying to catch a nap at the entrance to this cave, and the roaring hoo-ha is a bit much.
At that very moment, a most horrid-looking lion dropped into view.
That was clever. Cats really do land on their feet.
I'm not a cat, little human. I'm a big, scary lion.
Scary lion? That's cute. Look, I really do need you to keep it down.
I am big and scary. Look at my claws.
Oh, yes. They look like they need clipping. You should get onto that. Quite unhygienic, the gunk on your nails. Ouch! Careful there, little kitty. Caught me on the chest that time.
Nobody comes into my cave.
Really? How very lonely for you. Perhaps if you put up a few curtains.
I can only tolerate so much of your ignorance. Prepare yourself.
What for?
Dinner.
Brilliant. I'm famished.
Then Joseph's brain kicked into gear.
Oh, dear. Mary!
Meanwhile, at the entrance of the cave...
What's all that bickering? Trying to go get some sleep out here?
Mary, help!
Oh, here we go! What have you done this time?
Suddenly Joseph, with a lion hot on his tail, burst from the mouth of the cave.
Get it off! Get it off!
Oh, Joseph! Careful, love! That looks dangerous, that does!
Help! Do something!
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty!
Ouch! He got me on the nose! Mary, he got me on the nose!
Naughty kitty! You're not a big scary lion. You're a very naughty kitty. That's a bad kitty. Not to scratch. No.
But he was in my cave.
He was making too much noise.
He was being condescending.
He started it.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
That's enough, you two. You're both very naughty boys. Joseph, get off things.
But...
Kitty, my husband has walked for weeks on end. You're going to let him ride you until we reach Bethlehem.
I won't do such a thing.
I'm only going to ask you once.
All right, all right.
And so, with a new companion, Mary, Joseph, and the lion. Sorry, of course, and the donkey. At this rate, Shrek and Fiona won't be too far off. Anywho, they all set off for Bethlehem. Will they reach their destination by the 8th episode? Will they find a room to rent? And did Joseph remember to bandage his nose? Find out in tomorrow's thrilling episode of 10 Days, 9 Months.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.